Caitlin and Graham, a couple based on Vancouver Island, are the hosts of the true crime podcast True North True Crime. Their podcast aims to bring awareness to missing people and unsolved cases and focuses on a diverse array of BC and Canadian stories, often at the request of the victim's family. In a March 2022 episode, they covered the high-profile case of Madison Scott, the 20-year-old who disappeared on May 28, 2011 from Hogsback Lake, a camping spot 25 kilometers southeast of Vanderhoof, where she had been celebrating a friend's birthday. Caitlin and Graham were watching a news special on the 12th anniversary of Madison Scott's disappearance, hoping that one day her family would find an answer. Then the following day, we were working in the office together, and Caitlin came over to me and showed me the news article on her phone, and we were just shocked, said Graham. On May 29, RCMP issued a statement announcing that remains identified as those of Scott had been found on a rural property on the east side of Vanderhoof, 100 kilometers west of Prince George. Graham said after the initial shock and wondering if this case would get an answer, the pair felt a tragic sense of sadness. Our initial reaction is that, our thoughts are obviously with Madison's family. I think a lot of people in BC, over the last 12 years have watched the family's journey and watched their grief and watched their desire to find answers as to what happened to their daughter, said Graham. He said Scott's case hits close to home for many British Columbians. Madison was doing what we have all done as young adults or teens, or even as older adults. We just enjoy the outdoors with our friends, and that is something that should not result in a person going missing, said Graham. She was surrounded by people. She was in a familiar place. She was mobile. She had her truck with her. She was a safe person. She was a smart person. So, that in itself, I think hits close to home for people, because she was just a normal person doing normal things at the beginning of her life. He said another important factor in Scott's case is the drive and resilience of Scott's family and the community of Vanderhoof to find answers. They walked through forests and flew planes and helicopters, drove ATVs, and rode horses. They searched and searched and searched for the last 12 years. People in the darkest of days did not give up hope that they would find Madison, and I think that really stands out. Graham noted that it is extremely important to keep the names of missing people circulating. We're not structured as society to find missing people, and in British Columbia, we have a disproportionately large amount of missing people in this province, and we need to keep their names out there. Graham said his thoughts are with the Scott family and said he found their statement incredibly touching. He echoed their call for anyone with information that may further the investigation to come forward and to call the tip line, 778-290-5291 or 1-877-543-4822. This case is not going away, said Graham. The full force of the investigation is coming. So, if somebody does know something, it's time for them to reach out and do the right thing. With files from Jennifer Thuncher, Squamish Chief.